Yeah, building my own will be sometime down the road. You know, get the hat, get the Raspberry Pi, and then program Pi Star into it, or All Star. You know, but that's probably in the future kind of thing. Playing with the open spot right now when I get home is a fun thing. You know, it occupies my time. And then with the radio reprogram now, how Captain Don did it. I guess I have my analog channels, and then there's a digital tower around somewhere that hits Brandmeister. I think I got MI5 in there programmed. I just got to look and see how he has it programmed. But, yeah, I'm still learning. You put the OpenGD77 in it, and I got a whole cold plug all set up for home, travel, and open spot. So I'm getting there. Slowly but surely, but I'm getting there. Go ahead.
Very good. NAKPP. Don't suggest with this in a while. Yeah, it's a lot of fun playing with all that stuff. If you're going to do All-Star, if you don't have that originally, I do it with a Dell Weiss node. Find yourself one of those. You can find some of those for like $25 or $30. It's a lot cleaner signal. It's a lot more flexibility. There's more to it. You're going to have to study a little bit more, but allscan.info, so guys' website, it'll walk you through how to turn in a little Dell Weiss box into All-Star node, and you can do lots of different things with it, a lot of playing around. It's got multiple USB ports on it, and gives you more flexibility. Plus, it gives you more tinkering, like a Pi, when you program the card and shove it in. It's kind of like an appliance, whereas this, the All-Scan and the Dell Weiss box, is a little bit more building and programming to it, but there's enough of us out there that can help you. But that one website, I was able to get it running with that one website, so I'm pretty proud of myself. And you can get the little blue box, you can build duplexers, or duplex setup. There are a lot of cool things you can do with All-Scan and All-Star,